Like most of the ACs around the bay, Naknek Quijack supports requiring fishermen to drop their card as soon as they start fishing and opposes reducing the waiting period to switch districts. But unlike the other ACs, the Naknek Quijack committee lent its support for permit stacking for both set netters and drifters. Much of that discussion revolved around how to keep permits in the hands of watershed residents. Pete Caruso was among several at the meeting who thought permit stacking could help.
At 50 cents a pound, you're not making it as a single permit holder. We have to make it look more attractive for our locals to get involved to keep these permits here.
Caruso also says some of the concerns about permit stacking, that it raises permit prices and reduces jobs, aren't necessarily true.
Like Eddie said, maybe it doesn't work on the west side, but it works pretty well on the east side. And I'd like to see the permit stacking stay in place.
Other ACs and BBEDC have come out against permit stacking this fall, but most at the Naknek Quijack committee meeting echoed Caruso's support, including Rich Wilson, who addressed the only real concern raised at the meeting, the possibility of job losses.
It's not true that if you have two sites or two permits that you're going to hire less people. You still need a lot of people to run those sites. And it's really benefited families not losing those permits.
The committee voted 7-1 to encourage the board to allow set net permit stacking and 7-1 to allow it for drifters. The committee also came out in support of changing the Bristol Bay boundary to include some fishing areas near Port Hyden and in support of changing a graveyard district boundary at the request of set netters there. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.